以前是农业社会。
And it used to be an agricultural society.
啊，现在是工业社会。
And now it's an industrial society.
大家比较喜欢农业社会的生活还是工业社会的生活
？And so, which society do you think was better?
我记得以前在台湾的时候啊。
And I remember when I was in Taiwan.
那我们是种田的。
And that we used to have a farm.
那我爸爸大概五点就下班了。
And my father would get off of work around 5 o'clock.
那回家吃过晚饭以后，也没有什么事情做，不是农忙的时候啊，全家就铺一张草席啊，在庭院呢坐着，在那边聊天啊，欣赏天上的星星。
And I remember that when it wasn't any busy time, then we would all just sit around at home afterwards, and we would put out a mat on the ground outside, and then just talk to one another.
啊，可是现在好像这种景象啊没有了。
But it seems that this image no longer exists.
因为已经进入到工业社会。
Because we've already entered into this new society.
啊，农业社会啊，除了农忙季节以外啊，都是很清闲。
And this agricultural society, besides the few periods where it's very busy, it's a very easygoing lifestyle.
啊，比如说纽西兰啊，他们现在还是农业的国家。
For example, in New Zealand right now, they are still a country that relies a lot upon agriculture.
那纽西兰的人啊，他们人口是羊啊比人更多。
And in New Zealand right now, the population of sheep it is higher than the population of people.
他们没有，生活就很慢。
And their lifestyle it just runs very slowly.
啊，他们一天只要办一件事情就够了。
And sometimes every day they only need to do one thing, and that is enough.
啊，不然只要是一天全部办完的话，那明天就没事做了。
Because if they finish everything today and they do a lot of things, then perhaps tomorrow they have nothing to do.
那工作社会是很忙碌。
But in this working society, it is very busy.
啊，以前呢是一天工作半个小时。
It used to be that you would work for half an hour a day.
啊，现在呢，半个小时还不够啊，要十个小时，要有的要甚至要十二个小时。
8 hours, and then now perhaps you work 10, maybe 12 hours a day.
啊，以前的信徒啊，比较有时间来教会参加聚会。
And members in the past used to have more time to come to church and worship.
啊，以前的，比如说以前的灵恩布道会呢，是一个星期。
For example, spiritual convocations used to be a week long.
啊，从星期一就开始了。
They started on Mondays.
从星期一开始有乡村布道。
And from on Mondays, then there was evangelical services in the villages.
然后呢，星期四开始就是啊，城里的布道在会堂里举行布道会。
And then in the fourth on Thursday, then we would start having formal evangelical services at the chapel.
啊，参加的人很多。
And there would be many people who attended.
啊，有的弟兄姐妹啊，他们不但是参加自己本教会的灵恩布道会，他们还跑到隔壁的村庄啊去参加灵恩布道会。
And then some members would not only attend their own local church's spiritual convocations, they would go to the other surrounding areas to attend theirs.
啊，以前我也带领当中做教育教员的时候，曾经带领小孩子啊去参加啊隔壁教会的灵恩布道会。
And when I was an RA teacher at that time, I used to take the students and we would go to other churches to attend their spiritual convocations as well.
啊，现在呢是工业社会。
But now it is this industrial age.
所以大家都非常忙。
And so everybody is very busy.
啊，我们也是很想来聚会。
And we want to come and worship.
我们也是很爱主。
We also love the Lord.
我们也是想花更多时间来祷告。
And we want to spend more time in prayer.
啊，花更多时间来读经。
To spend more time to read the Bible.
我们圣经的道理我们都懂。
And we understand the teachings that are in the Bible.
但是因为时间太忙。
But because time it is too difficult.
被这个世界绑住。
That we have been bound by this earth.
这个世界的一个枷锁啊，绑在我们腿上。
That this shackle has been tied to our feet in this world.
很重啊，有时候我们走不动。
And sometimes it is very heavy and we are unable to walk.
我们心想爱主。
In our hearts we want to love the Lord.
可是呢，时间不允许啊。
But time is not on our side.
因为工作很忙。
Because we are very busy.
因为这个是一个很竞争的时代。
Because this is a very progressive age.
啊，不进则退。
And it is.
你不没有进步的话，你就都退步啊。
And if you are not progressing, then you are regressing.
所以在这个时代，我们要怎么样超越哈这种束缚
？And so in this society, how do we transcend above this?
也就超越自己。
And how do we go above ourselves?
有的时候我们是被自己绑住。
Sometimes we tie ourselves down.
环境不能绑我们呢。
And our environment cannot tie us down.
但是自己被自己绑住。
But we tie ourselves down.
那我还记得台湾有一位长老啊，可能我们都认识他，叫做林崇道长老。
And I remember this elder in Taiwan, Elder Lin.
啊，他事情是很忙。
And he was very busy.
他是公司董事长啊，学校里面的董事长。
And he was a
董事长 CEO 啊。
He was the CEO of a company.
还是这个学校里面的董事长。
And he was
大学里头董事长。
He was this
大学 university
president of a university.
所以他应该是很忙啊。
And so he should be very busy.
但是他也是经常来参加聚会。
But he still very often came to the services.
所以时间呢，总是挤出来的。
And so time, you can always squeeze it out.
要挤一挤啊，就挤出来啊。
You move things around, and you can find the time.
好像我们看到那个公共巴士啊，已经很挤了，但是再挤一个人进去，大家再挤一挤，也可以挤上一个人。
For example, if we look at the buses, then even though it's very crowded, you can still squeeze one more person on.
所以叫时间呢，是让它挤一挤的话，也是可以挤出来的。
And so time, it is the same thing. If you just squeeze it around, then you can squeeze out some time.
所以在这个时代，我们要怎么样来超越自己啊？不被世俗啊，不被很多杂物所绑住。
And so in this time, we need to realize how we can transcend ourselves so that we do not become distracted by the other things.
那至少我们可以过着一个平衡的生活。
And at least we can live a peaceful life.
我们上班是要上班。
Of course we need to work.
但是我们还有家庭啊。
But we also have a family.
我们也是要照顾家庭。
We must look after our family.
我们还有教会啊。
We also have church.
所以我们也是要照顾教会。
So we must also look after the church.
这三方面的取得平衡。
And then these three aspects must have a balance.
那这次成人神训班呢特别请陈恒道长老来讲解启示录。
And this time, during the National Adult Theological Seminar, we especially asked Elder Chen to come and speak on the Book of Revelations.
那启示录是大家都很想知道的一本书啊。
The Book of Revelations is a book that a lot of people want to understand.
那启示录第四章里面呢，谈到四活物。
And in the Book of Revelation, chapter 4, it talks about the four living creatures.
那圣经里头为什么四活物摆在那里，也是有它道理的。
And why is it that the four living creatures are placed there? There is also a teaching behind this.
因为在主耶稣的时代，主耶稣就已经预先告诉我们啊，我们不要被这个世界所绑住。
Because in the time of Jesus, he already told us that we should not be bound by this world.
请看路加福音。
Let us look at the book of Luke.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
二十一章三十四节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 34.
这边说你们要谨慎啊，恐怕因贪食醉酒并今生的思虑勒住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。说要谨慎，可见呢要非常小心呢。
So here it says to take heed, be extremely careful.
啊，因为人本来很容易犯这个错误，所以叫我们要特别小心呢。
Because it's very easy for man to fall into these temptations, so he tells us to heed ourselves.
啊，那里呢有坑呢，可能我们跌进去啊，所以主耶稣说要谨慎啊，小心走路啊。
And so there's a pit over there that is very easy to fall into. Therefore, Jesus says we must watch ourselves.
啊，那一个坑是什么呢
？And then what is that pit？
那一个坑啊，就是贪食、醉酒、今生的思虑。
That pit, it is carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life.
啊，那一个可能会绑住我们的心呢、啊。
That pit, it will bind our hearts.
把我们勒住。
And it will hold us.
把我们压得喘不过气来呀、啊。
And then it will suppress us.
啊，让我们心神不定。
And so that we
心神不定，就是很紧张。
And so that we will be very anxious.
那主耶稣已经警告我们。
And so Jesus Christ has already warned us.
那真的到了使徒时代末期。
And so when it came to the end of the apostolic times.
那很多信徒啊，就被名利啊、财色所绑住了。
And many people were
被名利 fame.
Or were bound by fame.
啊，还有财
and possessions.
啊，甚至于还有被色所绑住
and they were even bound by society.
所以我们看使徒约翰写信给七间教会
and so we see John when he wrote the letter to the seven churches.
啊，就是因为他们很多人贪财呀
It was because a lot of them became greedy.
还有淫乱
A lot of them had sexual immorality.
还要拜偶像,
a lot of them worshipped idols.
所以已经被绑住了,
and so they had already been bound.
他们就不能够超越自己啊,
and so they can no longer transcend themselves.
他们就跳不起来,
and they can no longer jump up.
他们可能也很想爱主啊,
and perhaps they want to love the Lord.
但是呢, 这个不听指挥了, 没办法,
but they cannot control themselves.
因为他们已经被绑住了,
because they have already been bound.
啊, 因此第四章啊, 约翰他就看到 一个意象,
and so in chapter 4, he sees a vision.
啊, 就看到四活物,
he sees the four living creatures.
所以第二章第三章, 啊, 指出他们必须要悔改,
and so in chapter 2 and chapter 3, he tells them that they need to repent.
但是悔改以后呢, 他们有个努力的目标是什么?
But then after they repent, there is a something for them to strive after. What is it?
第四章就给他们提供一个答案, 提供给他们一个很清楚的方向, 要去努力的目标。
And so chapter 4, it gives them a very clear clear goal that they should aim for.
啊, 其中有一个就是四活物。
And one of these goals, it is the four living creatures.
啊, 四活物, 学习效法四活物啊, 能够帮助我们解脱自己。
To live like the four living creatures, it helps us to depart from ourselves.
我们来看四活物到底是什么。
And so let us look at what the four living creatures are.
啊, 请看启示录。
Let us look at the book of Revelations.
启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
启示录第四章第一节
Revelation chapter 4 verse 1
此后我观看见天上有门开了我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说啊你上到这里来我要将以后必成的事指示你第二节
Verse 2
我说立刻被圣灵感动见有一个宝座安置在天上有一位坐在宝座上的
第三节。Verse 3。说看那坐着的，好像碧玉，好像红宝石，又好像有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。那宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24个长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。第五节。Verse 5。有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中出发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七盏
灯就是神的七灵，第六节。Verse 6。宝座前好像有一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中啊，和宝座的周围有四个活物，前后遍体多满了眼睛。第七。Verse 7。第一个活物啊，像狮子啊；第二个活物啊，像牛犊；第三个脸面像人；第四个像飞鹰。第八节。Verse 8。四活物各有六个翅膀啊，遍体内外多满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住的说啊，圣哉，圣哉。
主神是实在、近在、以后永在的全能者。第九。Verse 9。那24个活物将荣耀尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永远的时候。第十。Verse 10。那24个长老就伏在宝座的面前敬拜那活到永远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“我们的主啊，我们的神，你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因为你的旨意被创造而有的。”
那这是描写四活物。So here it talks about the four living creatures。那他说啊，约翰他观看，然后就看见了天上有门开的。And
so here it says John looked and he saw a door standing
open。那观看，还看到天上，所以他可能就是举目望天。And
so he looked and he saw in heaven, so he must have raised his eyes up to
look。所以他有举目望天的习惯。And
so he must look up towards heaven.
看天就是看神啊。And
to look towards heaven, it is to look to God.
啊，经常在思想天上的事情。He
is often thinking about the things of heaven.
啊，经常思想天上的事情，神就指示他。And
so he is because he is doing this, then God directs him.
所以我们要经常望天。And
so we must often look towards the heaven.
要思想天上的事情。We
must think about the things of heaven.
那很多奥秘呢，我们就可以解开。And
then many mysteries can be solved.
因为天上有门开了，那可见呢，那个门本来是关着的。Because
this door in heaven it was closed and now it is open.
啊，关着的话，我们就不能够进到里头去。If
it is closed, then we cannot enter in.
那里头有很奥秘的东西。And
inside are very mysterious things.
啊，在外面是看不清楚。And
outside we cannot see them clearly.
因为门关着。Because
the door is closed.
假设门开着的话。But
once the door is open,
那我们就能够看得很清楚。Then
we can see very clearly.
所以我们主要是经常想天上事情。
And so if we are often thinking about the things of heaven,
那怎么来想天上事情呢？
And then how can we think about these things?
我们就要多读圣经啊，多祷告。
We must read more of the Bible and pray more often.
啊，经常思想神的话。
And to often think about the things of God's word.
这样子的话，有这圣经的道理，我们就忽然之间呢，很能够了解。
And then in this way, then many of the words of God we will be able to understand.
圣经啊，并不是我们看就能够了解的一本书。
The Bible is not a book that we can just read and understand.
比如启示录就是这样子的。
The Book of Revelations is like this.
不要说启示录，其他书卷也是一样。
Let's not only speak about Revelations. Many of the other books are also the same.
啊，很多自称为神学家的，他们也不一定能够懂圣经。
And many people who are theologians, they still cannot understand the Bible.
因为他只要是没有向天上观看。
Because if they did not look up to heaven.
他只是用人的理学、人的方法来教导他的信徒。
They only use the ways of man to teach their members.
有很多的电视的布道家就是这样子的。
And many televangelists, they are like this way.
表面上看起来好像很有内容。
On the surface, it sounds very interesting.
听起来好像很有道理。
And then if you listen to it, it makes a lot of sense.
那的确，他的信息啊，也能够振奋人心。
And their message is able to reach into men.
就大家都很喜欢听。
And so everybody likes to listen to it.
但是你再仔细往里头一看。
But then if you look deeper.
啊，很空洞。
It is very empty.
为什么很空洞呢？
Why is it empty?
因为他所讲的是自己的道理啊。
Because what they say, it is of themselves.
他所讲的道理不需要圣经，不需要这个宗教，其他的人也可以讲得很好。
What they say, it does not need the Bible, it does not need this faith. It can be spoken by other people just as well.
以前中国的孔子啊，他不是基督徒。
And Confucius, he was not a Christian.
孔子他还是教导他学生，也是能够向上。
But Confucius also taught his disciples to look up.
啊，激发人做好事情。
To teach his disciples to go and do good.
啊，他还是勉励大家要过一个好像是世界大同一样。
And
世界大同，就是。和平
and he also taught his disciples that they should live in peace with everybody else.
所以以前的人啊，也是有哲学观念的。
And so the people back then, they still had these philosophies.
以前的人就懂得做人的道理。
And they also understood the principles of how to be a person.
但是这本书不一样。
But this book is different.
所以很多人看，但是他们看不清楚。
And so many people read, but they do not understand.
那约翰因为他被圣灵感动。
And John, because he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以他也看到神的意象。
And so he saw the vision of God.
有天啊的门开了，为他而开。
And then the door in heaven was opened so for him to see.
那他说啊，初次听见好像是吹号的声音。
And then he heard what was like a trumpet.
那神在发声，经常是很大声的。
And so this voice of God, it is very loud.
我们看第五节啊。
Let's look at verse 5.
有闪电声音，雷轰从宝座中啊发出来。
And there were, From the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices.
那神的声音为什么这样大？
And so why is it that the voice of God is so great?
我们知道雷轰的声音是很响亮的。
And we know that the sound of thunder, it is very great.
你不想听的话，你也会听到的。
Even if you do not want to hear it, you will still hear it.
有的小孩子一听雷轰声音，他会哭。
And some kids, when they hear the sound of thunder, they will cry.
有很多女生啊，这个害怕雷轰的声音呢。
And then many women are also afraid of the sound of thunder.
因为这个声音啊，大得让她可能耳朵啊会受不了。
Because the sound it is so great that their ears may not be able to handle it.
所以神的声音就是大家都可以听得到的。
And so the voice of God it is so great that anyone can hear it.
也就是说这个信息啊是为大家而讲的。
Which is to say that this message was spoken for everybody to hear.
啊，不只是针对某一个人。
It was not only spoken for one person.
啊，不只是针对某一个团体。
It was not only spoken for one group.
是针对大家的。
It was spoken to everybody.
所以我们今天坐在这里。
And so today we sit here.
我们是听到神的声音啊。
We have heard God's voice.
因为那个声音很大。
Because that voice is very great.
像雷轰的声音。
It is like the sound of thunders.
啊，像吹号的声音。
It is like the sound of trumpets.
号一吹啊。
When the trumpet sounds and the thunder rolls,
大家都听得到
and everyone can hear it.
所以以后审判来临的时候
and so when judgment day comes,
就没有一个人能够有任何的借口、任何的理由
there is no one who will have an excuse.
因为神说我已经告诉你们了
because God will say, I have already told you.
啊，号已经响了
this trumpet has already sounded.
雷轰也响了
you have heard the thunder.
每一个人都会听得到的
everyone will be able to hear of it.
所以在这种情况之下啊，他。就看到一个宝座在天上。
And so in these circumstances, he saw this throne in heaven.
但是他被圣灵感动。
But he was moved by the Spirit.
所以被圣灵感动,
and so it was only because he was moved by the Spirit that he was able to see this throne in heaven.
那个宝座坐着一个人,
and on this throne sat a person.
那一个人叫主耶稣啊,
and that person, it was Jesus Christ.
这是一个很重要的地方啊,
and so this is very important.
因为我们要看清楚坐在宝座上是谁,
because we must see who is sitting on the throne.
那一个人是主耶稣基督本身啊,
that person sitting on the throne is Jesus Christ himself.
我们有时候会 看错啊，以为坐宝座中的就是别人呐， 就是其他的人。
And sometimes we look and we see incorrectly. We think that somebody else sits on the throne.
有时候我们看那个讲话很大声啊， 哇，大家都会听他的。
And sometimes there's somebody who speaks very loudly and everybody listens to him.
因为他有这个， 怎么说啊， 我们英文叫他， 有时候很bossy啊。
And because he may be very bossy.
所以讲要大声。
And so he speaks very loudly.
就好像大家都必须要听他。
And so it seems that everybody must listen to him.
所以他无形当中就好像是坐在宝座上。
And so subconsciously it begins like he is sitting on the throne.
大家所看到的就是他。
And so everybody only sees him.
事实上坐在宝座上是谁是主耶稣啊。
But in actuality, who is sitting on the throne? It is Jesus Christ.
他必须要被圣灵充满， 被圣灵充满， 才能够很清楚地看出来说坐在宝座中的人。
But we must be filled with the Holy Spirit to see clearly who is sitting on the throne.
不然我们有时候会被人的意见所左右啊。
Otherwise, we may be affected by the people sitting around us.
这个世界啊, 就很重视, 这意见调查。
And this society, it relies heavily upon surveys.
我们看连说同性恋啊, 是好不好, 啊, 大家来投票。
Oh, and we say, is homosexuality correct? Well, let's cast a vote for it.
这个很清楚是不对的。
And it is very clear that it is incorrect.
不用投啊。
We don't need to have a vote.
但是每个人都想要当王。
But everybody wants to be a king.
每个人都想表示意见啊。
Everybody wants to have their own, to show their own opinion.
所以圣经里面说列国啊，列国要与列国征战，那个列国是什么意思呢？
And so when the Bible talks about,
nations.
The nations, we will have war with the nations. What does it mean by the nations?
那每个国家当时有一个王啊。
Every nation has its own king.
所以跟列国征战就是跟列王征战。
And so to have war with the nations, it is to war with the kings.
王坐在哪里？
And where do the kings sit?
王就会坐在宝座上啊。
The kings, they sit on their throne.
所以现在很多人就想坐在宝座上。
And so many people today want to sit on their throne.
大家都想有他自己的意见。
Everybody wants to have their own opinion.
所以就靠投票来表决，看看。 这个事情对不对?
And so everything falls to a vote to see if this is correct.
那其实圣经就告诉我们,
but in actuality, the Bible tells us.
什么是对的, 什么是错的, 都已经很清楚。
It tells us what is wrong, what is right.
但是要被圣灵充满, 才看得清楚, 坐在宝座上的就是主耶稣。
But we must be filled with the Holy Spirit to clearly see that Jesus Christ is the one who sits on the throne.
有些时候我们在开会,
and sometimes we are holding a meeting.
当然一般来讲我们开会都是很遵守秩序的，大家都很客气，不会很大声。
And of course, normally our meetings are very orderly, and everybody is very polite and does not speak too loud.
但是偶尔也会有那种大声的情形出现。
But every so often, it's of loud. It may become that a very loud situation.
大家的注意力就马上转向那一个人。
And then everybody's attention quickly turns to that one person.
就忘记了坐在宝座中的是谁啊。
And they forget that the one who sits on the throne is.
主耶稣是坐在宝座上。Jesus
Christ is the one who sits on the throne.
那宝座在哪里?
And where is that throne?
宝座在圣所里头有一个宝座。The
throne, there's a throne in the sanctuary.
所以圣经说啊，会幕里面的荣耀的宝座。
And so it says that it is the throne in the temple.
那这个宝座在会幕里头。
And so this throne, it is inside the
会幕,
inside the temple.
那会幕在哪里呢?
In the tabernacle. And where is this tabernacle?
会幕就是这个教会。
This tabernacle is the church.
那再进一步说,
and even further.
这个会幕也可以 可以指我们人的内心的心理。
This tabernacle can refer to each person's heart.
说神的宝座设在哪里呢?
And so where is the throne of God?
设在这个教会。
It is situated in the church.
So, 当我们在开会的时候,
and so when we are having a meeting,
我们在讨论一个事情,
when we want to discuss a topic,
我们想想主耶稣是在这里啊,
we must realize that Jesus Christ is here.
啊, 主耶稣是在我们心里,
Jesus Christ is in our hearts.
啊, 在主我们心里当王,
he is king in our hearts.
他坐在宝座上,
he sits on the throne.
啊, 我们不要让其他的人坐在我们内心的宝座,
and so we should not let other people sit on the throne in our hearts.
我们不允许其他的王啊, 坐在里头,
we cannot allow other kings to sit there.
可能很多人列王啊, 想进来, And many
other kings may try to sit in our hearts.
但是我们说不,
but we say no.
很多人也想支配着我们,
and many people want to align themselves with us.
有时候自己也想支配自己,
and sometimes we want to help ourselves.
不让主耶稣来支配我们的生活,
that we do not want to allow Jesus Christ to take care of our lives.
所以被圣灵感动以后, 整个很清楚地看清楚知道, 坐在宝座中的就是主耶稣本身。
So after we have been filled with the Holy Spirit, then we can really clearly see that Jesus Christ is the one who sits on the throne.
那第三节,
Verse 3,
说看那坐着的好像碧玉有红宝石有红围着宝座好像绿宝石那这个宝座是很有荣耀的。
And this throne, it is very glorious.
就像这边所描写的像碧玉红宝石有红围着宝座。
And it talks about how there, it is like there's a sardius stone and jasper and a rainbow around the throne.
根据以西结书那边记载，这个就是神荣耀的形象。
And according to the book of Ezekiel, this is the view of God in His glorious form.
好，那我们就赶快来看第六节哈。And
so we look at verse 6.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶啊。宝座中的宝座周围啊，有四个活物。那宝座前有一个玻璃海，好像是水晶。And
so in front of the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal.
那这个玻璃海，当然不是真正的玻璃海呀。那玻璃海一踩上去会破的。And
so the sea of glass, it is not a literal sea of glass. If you stepped on it, it would break.
这个是一个形容词。This
is a metaphor.
就是说那个海啊，像很平静啊，平静的像玻璃一样。
It is saying that the sea, it is so peaceful that it is like a piece of glass.
好像那个镜子啊。
It is like a mirror.
就没有波浪。
It has no waves.
啊，那个水就很舒服啊。
And this water, it is very comfortable.
啊，假如这波浪很大的话，就让人产生害怕。
If there are a lot of waves, then people will become scared.
啊，这宝座前呢，好像一个玻璃海。But
so before the throne, there it is like a sea of glass.
啊，它一片的宁静。
It is very calm.
所以在神的周围是很享受的。
And so around God, it is something to be enjoyed.
踩在玻璃上。
It is like walking on glass.
很平静，很平安。
It is very peaceful.
所以为什么我们要来到主的宝座前？
And so why is it that we want to come before the throne of God?
因为主的宝座前有个玻璃海。
Because in front of Jesus' throne, it is a sea of glass.
没有波浪。
It has no waves.
那为什么会产生波浪？
Why are there waves?
这不安。
It is without peace.
疼痛。
It is pain.
啊，哭嚎。
It is
悲伤。
It is sorrow. And
那这些都会产生很大的波浪。
And these will all cause great waves.
可是呢，来到主的面前呢，就像一个玻璃海一样。
But coming before His before Jesus Christ, it is like a glass, a sea of glass.
这个景象就像诗篇23篇那边所描写的。
And this image, it is like what is written in Psalms 23.
来到可安息的水边,
it is, you come before the still waters.
说当我们来到教会,
and so when we come to the church,
那教会就是神宝座的地方,
the church is where the throne of God is.
那宝座前有玻璃海,
and so before the throne, there is a sea of glass.
又好像水晶,
it is like crystal.
所以是很平静的,
and so it is very calm and tranquil.
是很清新的, 心里很透彻,
and it is very clear.
所以来到神的面前, 就很清新的, 没有什么, 重担,
and so coming before God, our hearts are very light and without any worries.
因此我们每位信徒就是要努力创造这种环境,
and so all of our members must come before into this presence.
让其他的人也很想来,
and we must allow so that others will also want to come.
那只要是宝座前啊, 的风浪很大,
and if before the throne, then the waves are very great.
大家看到风浪都吓死了,
and everybody sees these waves and becomes is very scared.
可能我们很少看到大风浪。
And perhaps we do not see the large waves very often.
芝加哥那边有一个那个什么湖啊？对不起啊，芝加哥那个是什么湖？我怎么忽然忘记啊？啊？ Michigan 湖, 对对对。
And so next to Chicago, there's
Lake Michigan. 哦，这里住到芝加哥那么多，忘记它是什么湖了。
And I've lived in Chicago
for so long, I've
forgotten which one.
那个湖啊，像海一样。
And Lake Michigan, it is like an ocean.
哦，每次要去那边举行洗礼啊，哦，那个风浪都很大。
And whenever we want to go to have baptism there, then the waves are very great.
我还记得有一次啊，那个风浪太大了，我们不能够跪着梳洗。
And I remember one time the waves were so great that we could not have baptism kneeling down.
比较很大，那个会被冲倒。
Because if
很危险。
They were kneeling down, then they would be washed away.
所以就会站着。
And so they stood for baptism.
啊，要被洗的那个站着。
And the person who was to be baptized was also standing.
头低下啊。
And then they bow their head.
人家跪不住了。
Because they could not kneel there.
所以那个风浪哇太大了。
Because the waves and the wind were too great.
啊，每次去啊，风浪都是很大。
And every time we went, the waves and wind were very great.
啊，很，当然是很吓人啊。
And of course, it is very scary.
所以去那边呢，也训练这个信心啊。
And so going there, it also trains up our faith to be more brave.
啊，不能看到风浪很吓人的。
Otherwise, it is very scary.
啊，所以只要是那个大风大浪，嗯，啊，谁敢来呀？
And so if the waves and wind are very great, then who dares to come?
啊，只要是好像一片很宁静的海边。
But if it is a very calm ocean.
啊，就很多人想去那边。参观。
And many people want to go there to take a look.
去那边走路。
To go there and take a walk.
享受那个很平静的生活。
To enjoy this very tranquil life.
所以来到神的面前就像这样子。
And so coming before God, it is like this.
我们就必须要制造这种气氛。
And so we must be able to create this environment.
属灵的气氛。
And this is a spiritual atmosphere.
所以让来的人他们都想来。
So that everyone who comes wants to come again.
啊，这个宝座。中还有宝座的周围有四活物
，and so surrounding this throne there are the four living creatures.
啊，前后都遍满了眼睛。
And in front and behind there are full of eyes.
再看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
四活物有六个翅膀，遍体内外内外都满了眼睛，连他的体内也满了眼睛。
And so they were full within and without of eyes.
所以四活物是前面有眼睛，后面有眼睛。
And so the living creatures, they had eyes in front and in back.
啊，肚子里头、肠子里头也有眼睛。
And inside the intestines, they had their eyes.
肝脏、肾脏有眼睛。
Inside their liver, inside their spleen.
心脏有眼睛。
Inside the heart.
啊，肺部有眼睛。
Inside the lungs.
因为它体内都有眼睛啊。
Because inside, within, there are eyes all around.
啊，这个很特别啊。
And this is very special.
我们人的眼睛是在前面。
Our man's eyes are only in front.
所以人的眼睛啊，经常是看到别人，而看不到自己。
And so man's eyes, they often see other people, but they cannot see themselves.
哎，只是看疤，哇，你那边有缺点呢，你怎么一个疤痕那么大，很难看。
And they just say that, oh well, I can see that you have this problem.
啊，你怎么有一根刺啊，在眼睛里头？
And so how come you have this? I can see it very clearly. How come you have this the speck in your eye?
但是呢，自己就看不清楚自己啊。
But they cannot see themselves very clearly.
因为里头没有眼睛。
Because within they do not have eyes.
里头没有眼睛，看不清楚自己的状况。
Within they cannot see their own condition.
啊，自己可能两边眼睛长瘤了，还不知道。
And perhaps inside they have already started to grow a tumor, but they cannot see because they do not have eyes.
啊，假如有眼睛的话，哇，他自己知道自己。
And so if they had eyes within, then they could understand themselves.
所以四活物就是啊，他。都长满了眼睛。
And so the four living creatures are filled with eyes.
他知道自己是谁。
They know who they are themselves.
他知道自己的本分。
They know their own nature.
他知道自己的情形。
They know their own condition.
这四活物。
The four living creatures.
所以我们了解自己。
So we must understand ourselves.
了解自己的身体。
Understand our own body.
了解自己的灵性。
Understand our own spirituality.
我们有的人已经是很衰微了。
And some of us are very weak already.
火已经快要灭掉了。
The fire is almost quenched.
还不知道。
But we do not know.
好像一个人身上已经长瘤了，还以为他很健康。
It is like a person who has already have a tumor but believes he is very healthy.
那事实上可能是癌细胞已经扩散到全部身体了。
Perhaps the cancer cells have already spread everywhere else.
但是他眼睛看不到啊。
But his eyes do not see.
因为里头没有眼睛。
Because inside within he does not have eyes.
像四头他到处都有眼睛。
If he was like the four living creatures and had eyes everywhere.
他知道自己啊，只不过是一个普通神的使者而已的。
And he would know that he is only one of God's creations.
所以我们要了解自己是谁。
And so we must understand who we are.
那了解自己是谁的话，就不会很刻意的随便去批评别人。
And so if we know who we are, then we will not very carelessly go and criticize others.
那了解自己以后，他就会很谦卑来服侍神。
And after we understand ourselves, then we will very humbly go and serve God.
好像大卫他说，我只不过是虫而已的。
For example, David just says that he is like a worm.
摩西他就说，我们只不过是尘土。
And Moses just said that we are like dirt.
所以我们看那些那些古圣徒啊。
And so we look at the old saints.
灵性很好的。
Those who had good faith.
他们都知道自己到底是谁。
They all knew who they were.
所以我们要超越自己。
And so we must look at ourselves.
要先要了解自己的情况。
We must understand our own condition first.
啊，才能够超越自己啊。
Then we can understand.
Then
we can transcend ourselves
不被绑住,
so that we will not be bound. We will not be bound by the society.
那第七节,
Verse 7.
那这个四个活物啊，说像第一个像狮子啊，第二个像牛犊，第三个像人，第四个像飞鹰。
So the first was like a lion, the second was like a calf, the third like the face of a man, and the fourth like a flying eagle.
那这四个呢，啊，两个两个一组啊。
And these four, they go two by two.
啊，狮子跟牛犊是一组
，and the lion and the calf they go together。
那人跟飞鹰啊又是一组
，and then man and like the flying eagle go together。
那我们主要是这两组把它放在一起哈。
And then if we put these two groups together，
我们看啊，狮子跟牛犊，先看狮子跟牛犊。
First we look at the cow and the lion。
狮子是百兽之王啊。
The lion it is the animal the king of the animals。
啊，他也是很。很凶的
and he is a very fierce animal.
啊，他有那个好像一站的话，那站在那里啊，别人就不敢动啊。
And then when he stands there, then others do not dare move.
但是呢，他可以像牛犊哈，在服侍别人。
But the
牛犊啊，牛
来服
侍
啊，来服侍
别人
，serve others.
因为牛就在做事情的。
Because the cow, it is meant.
狮子很有尊贵，很有身份，很有地位。
And so this lion, it has great power and great standing.
因为它是百兽之王。
Because it is the king of the animals.
大家看到它主要礼让三分呢。
When everyone sees him, then they show him respect.
听起来好像他很大。
And so it sounds like he is very great.
好像大家都要巴结他，要服侍他。
Like everyone must come to serve him.
但这不是啊。
But it is not so.
他是像牛犊啊。
He is also like the calf.
说他也可以是狮子，他也可以像牛犊。
So he is like the lion, yet he is also like the calf.
说主说他。来到这个世界上
，and so when Jesus Christ came to this earth，
就像牛犊
，he is like the cow。
他说一直的工作，一直的工作
，he keeps working and working。
一直的服侍其他的人
，he keeps serving others。
服侍软弱的人
，he keeps serving those who are weak。
服侍生病的人
，he keeps serving those who are poor。
服侍灵性伤心的人
，he keeps serving those who are
spiritually weak。他一直帮助别人
，and he keeps helping others。
他甚至跟罪人做朋友
，and then he even becomes friends with sinners。
但是他是犹大的狮子啊
，but then he is also the lion of Judah。
他是狮子。
He is a lion.
但是他也可以啊，别为自己啊。
But he is also able to humble himself.
啊，这是厉害的地方啊。
This is how he is so great.
很多人只知道坐高位。
And so many people only know how to sit in a high position.
啊，不会啊，坐低位哈。
But they do not know how to sit in a low position.
他不会啊，不会服侍别人。
But they do not know how to serve others.
啊，喜欢享受。
They like to enjoy.
喜欢别人来服侍他。
They want others to come and serve them.
但是四活物不一样啊。
But the four living creatures are different.
四活物它可以为狮子啊，它可以为牛犊来服侍别人。
The four living creatures can be like a lion, but they can also be like a cow to come and serve others.
那第二组哈。
And then the second group.
说第三个里面像人。
The third is like a man.
说有人性。
And so it has the image of a man.
有基督说怜悯的心肠。
It has Jesus Christ's mercy.
所以四福音里面有一个字啊，有一个片语很重要，就是基督耶稣有怜悯的心肠。
And so there's an idea in the four Gospels that is very important that Jesus Christ had a merciful heart.
啊，他看到这个瘸腿的，就怜悯他；看到瞎眼的，怜悯他；看到长大麻风的，怜悯他们。
And when he saw a lame person, a blind person, or a person with leprosy, then he had compassion upon them.
这个才叫做人呢。
And this is what it means to be a man.
那兽的话就不一样了，兽的话会咬，互相咬。
But if he is a beast is different because it will go and attack one another.
那兽的话就没有人的心。
Because the beast does not have the heart of man.
那这个有人的心。
But this has the heart of man.
啊，人就是在地面上。
And so man is meant to be on this earth.
可是他同时又可以飞到天上，像飞鹰。
But at the same time, he can fly up into heaven like the flying eagle.
啊，这个很特别啊。
And so it is very special.
他是人呢。
He is like a man.
啊，人就在地面上活着。
So man lives on this earth.
他有怜悯的心肠去帮助别人。
He needs to have this merciful heart to go and help others.
但是他可以飞得很高，可以看得很远。
But at the same time, he can fly very high and see very far.
有很大的见识见解。
And he is.He sees with great vision.
飞得很高，就能够看清楚一个事情的真相。
Because he flies very high, he is able to see the true things behind.
他能够很清楚看清楚真理。
He is able to see very clearly the truth.
因为像飞鹰啊,
because he's like a flying eagle.
很高超,
he is able to, he is very transcendent.
啊, 这个飞鹰飞上去以后, 就不被绑住, 不被世俗的事情绑住,
after this eagle flies up, then it is no longer bound by the things of this earth.
啊, 它有六个翅膀,
and then it, the four living creatures have six wings.
那他们呢, 他们在做什么呢?
And what were they doing?
他们就说, 圣哉, 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 啊,
they continuously say, holy, holy, holy.
啊, 一直在赞美神,
they continuously praise God.
那24位长老就跟着他在赞美神,
and the 24 elders continuously praise God with them.
啊, 我想明天早上, 我们再继续, 啊, 继续
I think,
第二个部分,
and tomorrow morning we will continue on the second portion.
所以我们今天所学习的, 啊, 就是学习到要被圣灵充满,
and so today what we learn, we learn to, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit
看到宝座,
so that we can see the throne,
知道坐宝座的是谁,
and we can know who sits on the throne.
就是神,
it is Jesus, it is God.
我们要让主耶稣坐在我们宝座,
we need to let Jesus Christ sit on our throne,
内心中的宝座,
to sit on the throne of our hearts.
那这四个活物呢, 他们都前后啊, 里外都遍满了眼睛,
and these four living creatures, in front and back, and in within and without, they are filled with eyes.
他们能够看清楚自己,
they can very clearly see who they are.
啊,他们在做什么呢?
And what are they doing?
他们一直在赞美神,
they continuously praise God.
好,那我们明天再继续,
and we will continue on tomorrow.
再唱诗,
let us sing hymn.
啊, 450首,
hymn 450.